Now, let's move on because I want to introduce you to a female author whom I think is going to be quite big here in Ireland because she's a wonderful gift for writing and she's way up there in the genre of writers like Marion Keyes and Cathy Kelly, who was on the show with us recently. Now, her name is Ruth O'Leary, and Ruth, if you don't recognise her name, you might know her face because she has worked for many years as an extra. Now, she pops up on a very regular basis on Fair City, which I know lots of you enjoy. But she's also been in a lot of TV series, things like Vikings and other shows and films that were filmed here in the in Ireland over the years. But in addition to that, she's another string to her bow now because she has started writing and she got a publishing deal with her debut novel from Poolbeg Press. The novel is called The Weekend Break, and at its centre is the strong link between women and female friendships and how they work and the ins and outs of them. And the story begins at Houston Station when four friends board a train for Galway for a weekend break. And I spoke earlier to the author, Ruth O'Leary, and she told me a little bit more about the story.
Yes, of course. So I think most people can relate to going away for on a weekend break, whether you're male or you're female. And of course, when we're going on a weekend break, you know, you always show up as your best self. You might, you know, get your hair done or whatever. And everybody's excited and delighted to be away from their normal lives. And with my four women, they're hopping on the train to Galway. They're in their early 40s. And each of them thinks that everybody else has their life in order. And each of the four women have a secret that they haven't told anybody. And the secret unfolds over that weekend. Now, one of the reasons I did a weekend break was, I think everybody can relate to this. Let's say you're going out with a group of people at Christmas time or something like that, and you're just going out to dinner. You're not going to sit down and offload all your problems on a night out. And also, at the end of a night out, you might say, oh, I never got to talk to you because someone was sitting at the end of the table, at the other end of the table to you. So what the weekend, a weekend away or a weekend break actually creates space over those days to have those type of conversations. You know, you might go for a coffee or a walk with someone on day two and they might say, I actually haven't been doing that great. Or in my book, one of the women is dealing with her mother who has Alzheimer's. And it's only the weekend break or a weekend away creates space for those conversations to happen. So that's why I held it over a weekend. And the secrets that come up, really, there's some complete bombshells in there. So it really tests the loyalty and friendship of the four friends to see, you know, by the end of the weekend, by the time they get back on that train in Galway Station, the four lives have changed. So that's the idea of the book.
Okay, well, it really whets the appetite, I must say, Ruth. Just talk to me a little bit, generally speaking, about female friendships, because I think that's a huge advantage we have over men, is that men, when they get married or get into a relationship, they kind of tend to let their friendships slide, generally speaking. Now, I know there's always exceptions, and they don't, you know, they don't kind of spill the tea, as they say. They don't pour their heart out to their male friends. But women always have their friends in their lives. I mean, that's just my theory. I don't know, would you go along with that?
Yes, I do. But I think women are great at talking, and I think women feel better when they offload a problem. They're less likely to, I think men are more likely to push it under the carpet or kind of go, oh, well, I'll just get on with it. Do you know what I mean? Oh, well, I'll just deal with this. Whereas women are more like, oh, I have to get this out of my system, or I need another point, somebody else's point of view. Now, I deliberately had these four women, I deliberately didn't have them best friends from school, because there's so many books that are best friends from school or best friends from college, and I didn't want that for these women, because I really believe that your friends can change throughout your life, and you can change jobs and meet somebody there, a female friend or a group of female friends who are exactly what you need at that point in your life. There has been a lot of things in the media and papers in the past couple of years about toxic friendships, where people who have been friends with people from school now realize that they're toxic relationships, and that these people that they thought were friends for life are actually not good for them, or put them down or whatever. So I didn't want that for these women. So my four women actually met on a human resources course, and it actually is better, because for this book anyway, because they don't know each other's husbands, they don't live in the same area, their kids don't go to the same Gaelic club, right? So that actually affords them more freedom to talk about their problems. I mean, if you and I lived on the same road, or our kids went to the same school or Gaelic club, I might be a bit, you know, I mightn't divulge everything in case you go home to your husband and you say, you're not going to believe what Ruth told me. Don't tell anybody. Of course people tell people, you know?
Yeah.
So the fact that these women don't have those connections, they know that they can speak completely freely, because it's not going to go anywhere except for those four women.
Okay.
So and I know I found, like, my writers group is called Writers Inc, and I have made amazing friends, including, I have to give a shout out to Helen Broderick in Listowel, who's going to be listening to this with her dad, an amazing children's writer. But we all met online, actually, because I joined the writers group and then the pandemic broke out. But we learned so much about each other through each other's writing. And then when we met up, it felt like we were friends for years.
Okay.
So you don't need to have a history of having gone to school with someone, or sat beside someone in school, or I know your father's brothers, whatever. You absolutely don't need that. And sometimes I think that can be a hindrance in people really wanting to say what they think.
Yeah, oh, very well put. I never thought of it like that before. And, you know, sometimes I think women feel bad if they don't have a best friend that they met in high infants, do you know what I mean? The reality is that you might meet your best friend for life when you're 25 or even 35 or more, older, I mean.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, can I ask you a little bit about your previous life, Ruth? I know you did a lot of TV work, is that right?
I'm still doing it. Yes, you can see me. I work as a movie extra. So that's freelance work, which means you never know when you're going to be working, which actually suits me because I can fit the writing in around it. So yeah, I work as an extra. And in fact, if there's any fans of Fair City listening to this show, I'm usually on Fair City nearly every second week, either sitting in McCoy's pretending to drink a pint, or walking through the community centre with a rolled up yoga mat under my arm. So you could find me anywhere, or I could be staring at pretend items in the spar. So that's the kind of TV work. I've also worked on Kin, which of course is a huge series here.
Yeah.
And and some of the movies, the most kind of recent ones, I was a nun in Russell Crowe's movie The Pope's Exorcist. That was filmed in Dublin around Trinity College and City Hall. And then if anybody out there is a fan of Vikings, I worked on Vikings for 2 years, two series running up and down the hills of Wicklow. So that's what I do. That's my day job, let's say, my freelance day job.
Fantastic. So, and I presume there's a lot of waiting around in between scenes, and is that when you get the time to do the writing, or would that not be practical?
It depends on the job. So obviously, if you're dressed like a nun, there's very few places to hide a notebook and pen, right? And so you couldn't do it on that set. But in between scenes of Fair City, yeah, I could arrive in RTE at 8 o'clock in the morning and not be used till 2 o'clock. So I always bring a notebook and pen for those days. It depends if you're in costume. So obviously, if you're wearing a Vikings costume, you wouldn't be carrying stuff around. And the latest one, actually, Cillian Murphy is starring in Claire Keegan's book, Small Things Like These. It was filmed in Enniscorthy in Dublin. So we were in clothes like of the 70s. So you can't really bring your pen and paper on that. You can't even wear a watch in some of these scenes, because obviously Vikings wouldn't have watches. So you know,
Ruth, you have a very exciting life, I must say. I mean, an extra in TV and movies and a writer as well. I'm green with envy here. It just sounds like a fabulous way to make a living.
Well, make a living is, don't get too excited there now, but it's only because I'm older and my kids are older that I can actually do this. So obviously, you know, when I left school and started working, I worked in the travel business for years, for over 20 years. So when your kids are smaller and you're paying mortgages, there's no way you'd pay a mortgage on an extra's wage. But so it's just as the kids got older and needed me less and I could cut down to part-time work. Also, my middle child, like Clara in the book, no spoilers, but Clara's child was born with additional needs and has cleft palate when he's born, and so was my son. So I automatically, okay, I have to cut down my working hours to fit it around hospital appointments. And anyone out there listening who has a child with additional needs will know how draining it is sitting waiting in appointments and travelling to and from them, especially if you live in Kerry. At least if I'm in Dublin, I have, you know, a choice of 5 different hospitals in this city, you know. So it's extremely hard for people. So over the years then I was able to work part-time. So, you know, when you're bringing up kids and working, you don't really, it's very hard to stand back and find the space to think about writing or other things. So it just kind of organically happened for me that as more space opened in my life, then I could kind of turn around and go, oh yeah, do you remember that thing I used to do? I really liked writing. Maybe I should go back and try and do some more of that.
And that was Ruth O'Leary there, talking about her debut novel, which is called The Weekend Break. And yet another talented Irish writer to add to the ever-growing number of women writers here in Ireland who have got book deals and have become very successful. And I think if you like the likes of Marion Keyes and other writers along those lines, Cathy Kelly, a few more like that, I think you will absolutely love this book. It's called The Weekend Break by Poolbeg Press, written by Ruth O'Leary. And Ruth herself, a very interesting person, works as an extra on Fair City and lots of other movie sets as well, but is now also a talented and successful writer. So there you have it. Check that book out.